What is up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex of MarshMakesArt.com and DonkeyJawProjects.com. Two URLs, one site. Right now I am doing some cleaning around the house while I'm podcasting. Sorry, I missed a week. Last week, as far as podcasting goes, and so you know, that kind of sucked and everything. But the thing is I guess I'm just, you know, it's been a kind of crazy couple weeks, but I think I'm kind of piling things on again. I mean, I had, you know, family around and stuff, so that's kind of part of what stopped things, and, you know, I kind of miss recording, you know, podcasts while I'm in the driving and stuff, but I don't like the quality, you know, when I do that. Also, if I can do it at home with my computer, it's automatically uploaded to YouTube, so that's kind of a good thing that I like to do. So two ways it kind of makes it easier on me, because I have very limited time to do anything, but I'm trying to squish stuff into the time that I do have. And sometimes, like today, I actually do have a decent amount of time. I already did a lot of stuff, and it's only 1 something, like 1:05 or something, on Saturday. So, you know, I'm knocking stuff out, but, you know, I was just thinking about stuff, and I knew I needed to record a podcast, and one of the things, I guess the biggest thing is I'm thinking again, as usual, about my lack of ability to focus. So, you know, I've done some things to kind of alleviate that trend of non-focusing, namely doing like the 100 Days of Comics Challenge and such. So that's been working, and I've been sticking to that, doing well, doing at least my half an hour, sometimes more. But, you know, it's on the 30-day mark. The first month is done. And obviously, since it's 100 days, it takes about a little over 3 months. And I can already feel myself starting to want to move to other projects and switch up things, and or just to add extra stuff, not necessarily move on. Like, I'm still dedicated to doing the project I'm doing, but, you know, I also have, you know, I can't shut off the idea generator in my head, and also listening to a lot of podcasts and YouTube videos and such. You know, I get a lot of ideas just from that kind of stuff as well. But that was the reason for creating this project specifically, in the first place. Which was, you know, it's 12 stories, you know, so there's, if I want to work on something new, there's always kind of something new to work on and ideas I can add, you know, at least in the initial stages. So that should kind of help, right? Hopefully you guys are hearing me. I have a feeling that my shirt is messing this up. So maybe I'll take it off. You can't see me. The Shirtless Podcast. It's nice and warm today. It's like 66 degrees, which, you know, is warm, is nice for the season, for the spring. So, you know, it's not that big a deal. Got the windows open, getting some air in the house, doing some cleaning. But yeah, I think I'm going to move into the studio soon and try to clean in there while we're doing an art podcast, you know? Kind of makes sense, right? So anyways, that's the nature, you know, the 12 stories, you know, is supposed to be my way of being able to tackle, still focus, even though I don't, you know, have to be 100% focused on one, only like one story, one idea, because there's many ideas. So, you know, that being said, this is my effort, you know, to kind of realign, readjust, stop trying to, like, let's explore some of the things I've been thinking. Like, one of the things I've been wanting to do is do more YouTube videos that are not just 100 Days of Making Comics. You know, I want to build my YouTube channel. I love YouTube as, and I was just talking about this on my latest 100 Days of Making Comics video. I love YouTube. I love the medium. I like that you can really, you can do new things on it that you weren't, you know, it's a new creative medium. There's things that people are doing on it, like Pomplamoose or whatever with the music, or, you know, Mystery Guitar Man. Those are the ones I can think of at the moment. Even just interesting things you can do with art videos, you know, either talking over them or, you know, kind of everybody can be their own, like, personal Bob Ross if you're an artist, you know, because, you know, that wasn't as easy to do, you know, before the whole internet thing came. Even creating, like, animations or, you know, all kinds of things. For me, I'd want to mix, you know, all the things that I can do into, like, different projects. So, like, I want to mix, like, the hip-hop along with the art, and I've done it a little bit, but, you know, I think there's interesting ways that we could do that. So, there's that, but even just speed art videos with me talking over them, that's kind of what I've been thinking about lately. I'd like to do more of that. I mean, honestly, I don't think you're putting too much stuff out if you're even doing, like, more than one video a week, or I mean a day, you know, because people, you know, as long as you're not posting it on Facebook everywhere, you know, but if you just kind of put it on your YouTube channel, as long as it's all interesting things, you know, and it's not like every video isn't the same thing and every video isn't, you know, like an hour or 2 hours long. You know, if they're quick kind of videos, or some of them are long and some of them are quick, or some of them are like vlogs and some of them are art videos, I don't see any reason why, you know, you couldn't put out even more than one video a day. Not only, I mean, I know that's like being like super ambitious. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to try to do that. I'd love to be able to do that, but I just like the idea of, like, there's so many ideas, like, I feel like I could create different series and just be hitting it up a lot, you know, and kind of knock it out the park, you know, so I don't know, but even if I could do daily posts, or even more than one video a week, you know, outside, I mean, I'm doing that now with 100 Days of Making Comics, but, you know, I'd like to, you know, I'd be happy with having, like, the 100 days kind of thing, but also put out, like, I'd like to put out, like, a few speed arts a week. And the reason why I'm thinking that this is possible is because of the idea of batching your work together and the idea of, like, creating a buffer. It's something that, you know, some artists do and some don't, but it's something that I feel like we don't do enough generally as artists, and it's if we can get ourselves to do that, I think that's, like, one of the best strategies we can have as an artist, you know? Like, there's no reason why I couldn't sit down, like, say I wanted to do, like, a, you know, like, this is one of my ideas I was thinking, is just doing, like, playlist series, because I heard, like, on YouTube, playlists are, you know, I've been, sometimes I watch videos that talk about, like, how to get more views or how to get more subscribers. Like, there's, I'm subscribed to channels that talk specifically about, you know, doing good on, doing well on YouTube and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of times I just let those videos pass by, but sometimes I'll watch them. And one that I saw recently was, you know, how to get more, like, subscriber, like, one of the best things to get more subscribers or views or something, or have people watch your videos longer. I think that was a big part of it. And one of the best ways is to create playlists, but not just, like, the way I've been, I do create playlists, like, there's a playlist for the Escape Artist podcast, there's a playlist for my 100 Days of Making Comics, but they were talking about making kind of shorter playlists, like 5 to 12, you know, episodes or whatever for different things. And, you know, people will watch the full video that way because they'll just kind of let it play. And that will help with your stats and help get more views and get more people. And you might even get put on, you know, like the YouTube front, like recommended stuff and all that. So, you know, getting there, I think, you know, it would take a lot of work, but, so it just made me think, though, like, it wouldn't be that hard to, like, create, you know, 5 to 10 drawings, you know, in a few hours, or ink, even if I could just get to 3, like, I mean, just doing something simple, like, some kind of simple thing that is, like, just a quick drawing. Like, there's one girl, and I don't remember her name, but I subscribe to her, and she does these things called quick draws, and she basically, all she does is she gets her ink brush out. I don't even know if she does an underdrawing or not. She probably does do an underdrawing, or has already drawn it in her sketchbook or something, but it's pretty simple. Like, she'll just draw, like, a girl or a guy or just one character, one person doing something, or, you know, and it's just cool to see. And these are like little, like, 2-minute videos, and then she'll go in with 1 or 2 colors and that's it, and maybe a third color. And I think she uses Copics for this, and it's always a different color or whatever, but she'll just go in and kind of do a value coloring on it. So it's like super simple. Just one character. It's small. It's not super big. And a little bit of color value in there. And that's it. And it's just like, I enjoy watching them, you know, and there's like some music in the background. Now, I would kind of like to do videos more where I'm talking in the background, or both. I really like the videos where people are talking, and I haven't done that very much, you know, where there's, you know, a time-lapse art thing. And these are time-lapse videos, you know, so it's 2 minutes, but it's like, you know, obviously it probably takes her like a half an hour to do one or something, or 20 minutes or 15 minutes, but they are pretty simple. So, you know, and I'm thinking, like, how could I do that? Like, not only that, but I just want to draw more, like, because right now I'm in the writing stage, so it's like, man, I wish I was getting, you know, more art done too, because I just like to draw, you know, and I'm also not putting anything too visual out there, like, and I think it's important to keep that going as well, like, have people see stuff, and I just really love video as a medium for that, whether it's on YouTube or not. So, and I'm always inspired by things like Dan Fraga, where he, you know, was doing those quick drawing things every day, and it was just ink, and that's it, you know, and, you know, there's no reason why I can't do some kind of warm-up sketch thing every day, or do it, you know, in a bunch, like, sit down, like, I was thinking about doing it today, like, sit down for, like, 2 hours, bang out, you know, 5, 6, 7 sketches or drawings, at least the drawings, underdrawings of like different characters or whatever. And I have some ideas for that, and I want to come up with more. And then, you know, record the whole process of me doing that, even if it was just 5 or something. Like, okay, 2 hours, 5 characters, this is going to be a series of things that I put out, you know, next week. Or maybe I'll spread those 5 characters over, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You know, and that would be just at least I'm putting something out there, you know. Or maybe I could do one every morning and just upload it super quick. You know, there's things that I can even fit, even though I have limited time as it is, there's things I can do that I think would be fun, you know, and would be helpful in a promotion sense, but also just be enjoyable and be producing stuff for, you know, my Patreon supporters. And, you know, I could give, you know, if I do them in bunches, I could just put them all on my Patreon, you know, before anybody else sees them. And then, you know, when I'm ready to upload them, you know, I could just start uploading them to YouTube, you know, but these people who are supporting me get to see it first. So it's like, it's hard to come up with content sometimes that is extra for Patreon people, you know. And I want to, even if it was just a newsletter or something like that, you know. So, yeah. So the whole point of me coming up with that was just to say, you know, this is like some things that I've been thinking of, and it's like, oh man, you know, here I go again, adding things to the plate when I'm already, you know, sometimes having a hard time just doing the thing that, the main thing I'm trying to do, and losing focus, and now am I going to drop the ball on this, you know? And I don't want to be I want to be somebody who people can say, oh, when he says he's going to do something, he does something. And I think I've kind of already screwed that up, you know, unfortunately. Is there possibility for me to kind of redeem myself in that vein? Sure hope so. I don't know. I hope so. And maybe people don't even care. And I think there is, like, I think, you know, when people start to see you really working, they'll recognize it, you know, but, you know, it takes time. So, man. So, there's like all these little tiny doodads that I'm trying to clean up in the kitchen, and it's like, what do I do with all these things? But that clutter, man. Sometimes I just need to declutter physically so I can declutter mentally. So I guess that's kind of the mode I'm in at the moment. And that's kind of what I'm talking about on the podcast, too. Maybe that's what the podcast will be called, declutterification or something. What's that word for defragment? I'm defragging my brain computer, I guess. So yeah, I'm excited about the project. I'm still super excited about 12 stories. It's not like I've lost my desire to do that or anything. And I worked on it for a couple hours, or an hour and a half today, actually. Maybe a couple hours, I could say, actually, because I was doing some coloring on that Wizard Brain drawing I did last week. So, and that's another thing. One of the other things that would distract me or whatever is, like, I do want to make a living doing this stuff. Like, I know I keep going back and forth with this, but, I mean, I guess I always do, you know. I just, sometimes, I'm like, you know, well, maybe I'm not going to push for it, at least, in some ways, but, you know, the best way I keep thinking is that I could make a living doing this kind of stuff, or at least to get a foot in the door to start, is by doing, you know, comic coloring or flatting. At least to start making money. You know, I'm not saying making 100% living off of just that, but it's something that's needed and something that people pay for, and, you know, they don't necessarily pay a lot, you know, it's just like anything else. It's the people who are creating these projects don't have a lot of money a lot of times, so, but maybe I could get professional work doing it, who knows, I don't know, but there's, it would, I think it would be a good starting place. But I have to learn how to do it, you know. It's a skill I'd have to develop, and I need time to develop the skill, and I need the tools, you know. I don't even really have the tools. I have a computer. I have two computers. But, you know, I don't have a tablet anymore, and I need to get, and even the one I had, I think I would have needed a better one anyways. It's not a bad one, but it's like a small one, and I feel like, you know, a little bit bigger, a little bit more robust, and the ability of what it can do would be better, you know. Also, the computer I'm using is, you know, my MacBook Pro, which I really like, but it's pretty slow, and there's some things I can do to upgrade it. It would cost, you know, a couple $100s or something, though, or more, I don't know. To upgrade it, you know, by putting, I think, more memory. My brother-in-law would help me with it, but I think you can put more memory in it, and you could put a static hard drive, I think is what it was, something like that. I mean, I don't think you replace the whole actual hard drive. I don't know how it all works, but, you know, there's things, a couple things I can do to make it, you know, go quicker, and, you know, that's the way I would want to do this stuff, through, like, a better, but through the Mac and not through my desktop, because I don't have time to sit in front of a desktop. But while I'm hanging out with my wife, you know, watching some shows, there's no reason why I couldn't be, you know, getting some work done, coloring, you know. I mean, sometimes I don't want to do anything, of course, when I'm doing that. I'm just spending time with my wife. But sometimes, you know, she might be watching a show that I'm not as into or whatever, so there's that. But there's also, like, different pockets of time where sometimes I could just sit down and, you know, bump out some flats or whatever. And if I could start making money doing this, I could justify quitting my second job. And then I'd have a little more time. And so, and then I said, if I make more money with it, you know, I mean, to me, if I could make money with that, that would help pay for some of the things I need to make the things I'm trying to make as well, you know, feed it back into the art projects. You know, create more products. Like, I want to create prints, you know, and I can't necessarily afford a colorist. So, like, maybe that'll help, you know, if I can make prints, maybe people will buy it. And, I mean, I already do make prints, but it's, you know, prints of traditional artwork, and nobody seems to be interested. I don't know, I have to figure out how prints work, because people do sell them, and I know maybe if I did more fan art, I don't know, I don't really necessarily want to go down that road. People do sell other kinds of prints as well, but it's a little bit harder. The way I ever want to do anything is always seems like it's going to be the hard way, unfortunately. So that's fun, but you know, that's kind of the stuff I'm thinking about. So that's another thing to add to the fire of, you know, trying, you know, what I'm already doing. I'm dedicated to getting my half an hour or more in every day. I haven't stopped doing that. I'm, you know, keeping the course, you know. That's my main goal. But it's a long goal. And I feel like I'm not accomplishing other, you know, possible things I could be, you know, because this one's long. And also, I never really put a time limit on this project, and, you know, I kind of thought it would take, like, a year or so, but honestly, I really wish it wouldn't take that long. I'd rather it be a 6-month thing, or something like that. Or maybe a little more than that. So it's like, okay, if I want that, then, you know, I need to put all my energy just into this, you know. I think I've figured out that I'm not going to be able to color my own comic because I don't even have the resources or the skills yet to color a little lizard character that I created. I mean, I do, but it would take so long just to color that one thing. I flatted it. You know, today I was working on it, trying to figure out how to do it, and, you know, I flatted it, but it's just going to take forever, you know, because it happens to be a super detailed kind of, for me, like a pretty detailed piece. So, you know, if I can't even do that, or without, you know, excuse me, sorry about that. If I can't even do that without, like, kind of getting lost in the process, then, you know, I need to build up to making comic pages and coloring comic pages. So it's just not realistic for me to color it. So, okay, now I need money to pay for somebody to color it. And so I don't know. I mean, I never made a definite decision to have this book in color, I guess. But I pretty much know I want to. I think that was just in my thoughts, you know. If I think of it as a black and white book, I don't think that's what I want, you know. I don't know. I mean, I guess I can think about that more and come to a final decision. I mean, that would make it easier, that would make it cheaper to print. But I don't know. I don't know. So I'll have to make that decision. So anyways, so yeah. Just trying to figure this stuff out. But, you know, a lot of my life has been kind of minimalizing and focusing more lately. I kind of made my announcement to the world at times that maybe I'm just not going to be a focused person. That's just not in the cards for me. Now, I hate to use that phrase, in the cards, but you know what I mean. But I don't know that I can accomplish what I'd really like to accomplish without focusing, you know, or at least having some kind of focus. So I'm revisiting, you know, focusing, because I do have goals that I want to accomplish, and I don't want to come to the end of my life, you know, and be like, well, I just could never focus, so I could never get anything done. I want to come to the end of my life and be like, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but I want to be able to be like, well, I made this, I made that, you know, I accomplished some of my goals, and I'm really happy about that, you know. I want really badly to just put out into the world some of the things that I have, you know, in my head that I think is helpful and interesting, and, you know, it's just within, I think it's just something that's intrinsically inside of most artists to share what things they've thought of, you know, things they create, and I can't help but want to share, you know, those things. So yeah, I don't know. So yeah, I hope this doesn't sound like a downer episode or anything. I'm not feeling like bad in that sense, I'm just kind of contemplating and trying to, like, figure things out, I guess. And I guess I shouldn't probably do this on a podcast, but I, like I said, I wasn't sure what to even kind of talk about, because you know, I talk about the things I want to talk about a lot on my my 100 Days of Making Comics videos. So, you know, when it comes to thinking about the podcast, it's like, okay, well, I talked about all this stuff. Like, what am I going to talk about on the podcast? So I would like to do some interviews and stuff, but then that's another time thing, like trying to schedule these things with people. And I don't really have a lot of time, and there's time zone differences, so, you know, that gets complicated. Nothing's ever easy. But yeah, if, you know, any of you listening, I'm definitely open, even if you've been on the podcast before, you know, I'm open to getting you on the podcast. The best time for me is usually Saturday mornings, Eastern time. So if you can do that, hit me up. You know, we can make that actually happen pretty easily. If you can't do it on that time, still hit me up and we'll see if we can make it happen somehow, some way. I have a lot of people on deck, actually, who I've already talked to, you know, but again, it's going to be a scheduling thing. And the two specific people I asked said, you know, well, things are really busy at the moment. If you hit me up in, you know, a month or two or whatever, you know, let's take it from there, you know, which I'm totally cool with. You know, there's no rush on any of this kind of stuff. And, so, well, the kitchen's pretty clean for the most part. You know, there's no time limit on all that, so I would encourage you, if you're not keeping up with the people who are doing the 100 Days of Making Comics, it is very interesting. There's a guy named Yanimal who's doing it, and he's just gone through some crazy stuff in his life, but he's back on track doing his comics, and I'm enjoying his videos. He's got a very different and very interesting perspective on how he does things, and method and stuff is a little different than I see it sometimes, so I really enjoy seeing that. Also, Mike Emmerich, really cool dude. And I'll link to the Facebook page or group that, you know, is where people post their videos, so you can just kind of go check out those links, because that's like the best way to find everybody. Or maybe I'll just link to their video YouTubes. But yeah, check them out. Mike Emmerich is really awesome. He's doing a cool comic called Space Cat, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how that turns out. It's like not so much a sci-fi, I think it is obviously kind of got a sci-fi thing to it. I don't know, you know, because he only reveals what he reveals, but I know there's like this whole plot involving like conspiracies and stuff, and I don't know, I just think it'll be really interesting, and it's like kind of a funny thing, but with meaning, you know, not just comedy for the sake of comedy, but, you know, I think there's going to be, you know, some real moments in there as well. When I say real, I guess I just mean, like, dramatic, you know, like, messages or themes, you know. It's going to be a real story. It's not going to be, like, just a slapstick comedy thing. I hope that makes sense, and I hope I'm explaining it accurately. So, Mike Emmerich, he's doing his thing. Really love watching his videos. There's this girl, Holly Brown, who, like, we kind of all just discovered, but I don't know if she knows us or not. She just kind of knew about Kevin's videos and started it, and she's doing one video a week talking about what she's done during the week. She's interesting, too. I like her videos. She's got a whole nother different perspective as well, in a very graphic style with a lot of blacks, a lot of dark, just blacks, you know, stark blacks. And, you know, she's, I really, like I said, enjoy watching her videos. Well, so far she's only done one of, you know, for 100 Days of Making Comics, but she also, you know, she kind of, she has a following on YouTube and stuff, and is doing her YouTube videos with different, you know, speed art and all that too. So, you know, kind of that's what's going on. So yeah, check that out. If you have an idea for a comic, or you've been wanting to make a comic for a long time, I totally suggest you try doing the 100 Days of Making Comics. It'll get your butt in gear. This whole episode has been about how I can't focus. Well, for 30 days, even though I'm tempted to lose focus, and I have been, I'm still doing it. And last time I went about 62 days, and I think the only reason I stopped then was because I wasn't actually, even from the beginning, I wasn't really 100% committed to it, and I didn't have, like, one big project I was working on. I had, like, a lot of little projects that I was working on, and I did actually create a comic within that time. It was the third mini Glyph mini comic. And then once that was done, I was like, you know, I had, like, a few different projects going on. I mean, I did have a big project, actually. I forgot. I was doing my thing with my buddy Shannon Owens. But I had issues with that because, and this was all on me, is I committed to it and I shouldn't have committed to it because it wasn't within the wheelhouse of things that I like to do, and it was like trying to force something that I just couldn't make myself want to do, you know? And I think that's when I kind of realized that I need to be working on, for the most part, I need to be working on my own projects. I think with coloring, like, I think that's one of the only ways I could work, you know, for somebody else's project. Because I feel like, to me, that feels more like a clock-in, clock-out type of thing, you know. Just like, kind of like a regular, quote-unquote, regular job. So, you know, I feel like I could do something like that because I don't think my artistic self would be super invested in it to the point where, you know, I would start to get all kinds of hang-ups. I feel like I could just kind of clock in and put the colors in the right places and make it look cool and get out. You know, I wouldn't have to be like, oh, well, this character represents this for me, or, you know, this is my baby, I don't want to mess it up, you know. I would just be able to go in and work at the level that I'm able to work at, you know, however much skill I've gotten put into it. So, yeah, I think I could kind of do that. But, you know, I have to get there first to the point where I even have the ability to do that and have, you know, equipment as well, like we were talking about. So yeah, I really suggest that, you know, if you want to do a comic project, to do that. Another thing that I would point you to, if you haven't watched it yet, is Jake Parker's newest video. And I'll put a link to that video in the show notes. And he was talking about creating products as opposed to working on projects, and it was really inspiring, and that's, I think, part of what got me on this thing of being tempted to be distracted and stuff, because I do, like, he put a couple ideas of what, like, products that would be kind of easy to do, so I'm like, oh yeah, that is easy, like, with these series of art things, I could, you know, create the series and, you know, turn that into a book and get that out even before my comic is done, you know. And it would just be like a little product I created, and people would dig it, and or maybe not, you know, but at least I'm producing something while this bigger project is going on. And I'm still like thinking maybe I can fit that in somehow. You know, at the very least, just doing, you know, the quick video things. And then maybe that'll turn into something. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, even like a little book called like 100 Drawings by Marshall or something. You know, it would be something like a little product, and people could check that stuff out, and they wouldn't have to buy prints. They could just buy the book and get a whole bunch of stuff, you know? So there's different ways to package things, and I love the idea of sketchbooks or art books that artists have. And I love getting them myself if I can, you know? And so I could see somebody wanting to buy that maybe over a print. I don't really see much use for prints, but people buy them. People make more money off of prints than they do their comics that they put all their blood, sweat, and tears into, you know? So it gets crazy. This is a really blabbing type of episode, so I'm going to cut it short. I mean,